This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
It's Pretzel Fest at Frisch's, and we're celebrating fall with our new Pretzel Bacon Beer Cheeseburger. Made to order with a fresh, never-frozen beef patty topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, onion rings, and warm, gooey beer cheese on a fresh pretzel bun. Oh, yeah! Or get the party started with an order of our new soft pretzel sticks, served with a side of warm beer cheese. Festive, delicious, and sure to become your new fall favorites. It's Pretzel Fest at Frisch's. Stop in or order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This scores.broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E. S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good late afternoon, early evening to you. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Northmont High School, the home of the Thunderbolts. We've got a volleyball regional doubleheader for you. D4 region semifinals, two games. Match number one features the defending state champ New Bremen Cardinals against Rushi. New Bremen 21-4 on the year, Rushi 16-10. Second match, which will start at around 7:30 or so, features Fort Loramie against Jackson Center. Eight of the top 10 teams in the state of Ohio in Division IV volleyball, according to the final rankings, are still in. How about that, Chuck? The top seven still in. Jackson Center, number 10 in the rankings, still in. At stake here tonight is a berth in the regional championship on Saturday at 2. The two winners this evening come back. And then the champ on Saturday goes on to the state tournament at Wright State against the Southeast Region champion, which is
that's a break.
Which is said to be not as strong yep. as the other three regions.
No, I think that's a break. I mean, usually you get a shady side out of that area of the state. That means that if St. Henry wins theirs, that means you won't play them until the championship.
Well, St. Henry's in Division III.
Oh, that's right. All right. I'm sorry.
St. Henry upset Coldwater, mild upset. Speaking of St. Henry and Coldwater, those two schools and New Bremen tied for the MAC championship this year. All three, 8-1. How about that? Rushi finished in a two-way tie with Anna for the number three spot in the Shelby County Athletic League. Both were 7-5. Rushi Raiders, coached by Aaron Watkins in year number 9. Diana Kramer, no relation to Jack Kramer. Head coach at New Bremen, 14 years at St. Henry and New Bremen total. Three of the last 6 years, New Bremen has won the state championship in Division IV volleyball with Diana Kramer at the helm.
Well, and what that does for two things, it really gives this New Bremen team a lot of confidence, and it really kind of puts fear in the team that you're playing. Rushi's going to have a good start to the match tonight. If they get down quick, it could be bar the door.
Key performers for both squads. For Rushi, senior Carly Scott, freshman Hazel Francis, junior Emma Mullenkamp, senior Ronnie Poling, freshman Celeste Borchers, senior Emma Daypour, and sophomore Courtney Flippo. Those young ladies will be among the starters. For New Bremen, Kara Steininger, a junior, Melina Schrader, a junior. The two Dammeyer girls, Amelia and Olivia, will try our best to keep them straight. They're both seniors. They wear numbers 2 and 3. They're outstanding performers. Along with 6-footer Olivia Heitkamp, outside hitter, Olivia Heitkamp, Ava Trentman, and Mary Rindler. Those young ladies round out the starting lineup for New Bremen. We'll return in just a few minutes. We'll hear from head coaches Aaron Watkins of Rushi, Diana Kramer of New Bremen. When we come back, it is the first of two regional semifinals in D4 volleyball tonight right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Welcome back to Northmont High School. Division IV regional semifinal volleyball here tonight. New Bremen, of course, coached by Diana Kramer. I sat down with her just a few days ago, Chuck, and we talked about the fact that 19 of the last 23 years, the D4 champ in volleyball has come from the MAC or a Southwest District representative in Shelby County. That includes Lehman.
They had a good run.
Which won in 2000, 05, and 10. Fort Laramie's got a championship in there. Jackson Center, a couple. Of course, the MAC has been in the Southwest region primarily, occasionally in the Northwest. But 19 of the last 23 years, Shelby County and the MAC have won the D4 state championship. And I asked Diana Kramer, why is that?
I mean, I think that a lot has to do with the community. The community is behind you all the way when you're playing in these kind of tournament games. Also, the kids work incredibly hard. There's some really talented coaches in this area. And, you know, here at New Bremen, we actually are part of the Northwest District, but we go down south for our regional tournament. And I would love for the Northwest District to actually run tournaments like the Southwest, where in the Southwest you can have three teams from your same conference have a shot to make it at regionals. In the Northwest District, we are locked in based on our geographic location. So it's a dogfight just to get out of the districts up in the Northwest. And then they kind of decide where our district champion's going to go. But, you know, the teams in this area are so good because of the community involvement, because of the girls are dedicated, they work hard, they embrace competition, and they have great support systems in the gym, outside the gym, and that's absolutely key. The season's been a lot like some of the seasons in the past. You know, we have our high moments, and then we hit a loss, and some weaknesses are exposed, and then we get back in the gym, and we try to correct them and fix them, and by the time that we are playing in the tournament, we're hoping to be clicking on all cylinders, and that's what I can say that we're doing right now. So we're excited about the week to come, and we know any opponent that we're going to face is going to bring their best level of competition like they always do when they play New Bremen, but we're excited for the opportunity.
Your key performers, too many to highlight, no doubt.
Yeah, we have great players across the board, highlighted by Melina Schrader, who is a University of Dayton commit, and Olivia Heikamp, who is a University of Toledo commit. Those two are kind of the leaders, especially when it comes to the numbers, but anybody that knows that watches this game knows that every single person, whether they're on the court or on the bench, they're on the team for a reason, and they have a really, really important role. And if we stay together, our team is going to be really, really hard to beat, I think. But it's not going to be easy because every team that we're playing this week and hopefully next week is high level volleyball for small school Division IV volleyball, is for sure.
New Bremen is here after defeating Marion Local in the district championship last Thursday at Wapakoneta by scores of 25-18, 16, and 18. Meanwhile, Rushi had a challenge from Fairlawn in its district championship game at Troy. The Raiders prevailed 25-14, 27-25, 23-25, 15-25, 15-10. Head coach Aaron Watkins of Rushi said, "We pulled it out because of the Raiders' culture."
Big thing we focused on all year was talking about Rushi volleyball culture. And what is our culture going to be? How do we want to present ourselves? How do we want to respond to certain situations? And that was our talk after set four. Was that ideal? No, it wasn't. But we still have the match. We can win. Rushi volleyball goes out here. They step up, they respond, and they win that fifth set. And that is what I'm so proud of my girls for doing. Really a testament to our seniors. We have a lot of girls here. This is their first time playing at a district final. It's a big moment for three, four freshmen, a couple sophomores. So our seniors, our three seniors that played tonight, and Samantha Bell on the bench, I can't say enough about them. Just leading the girls on the court, off the court, and everything we do, they've just been fantastic.
Oh, now you get to take the New Bremen challenge. I know you already saw them this year, and yeah, you've seen a lot of other good teams too since then to prepare you guys. So yeah, what will it take to try to shock the world on Thursday?
We're going to have to play a pretty darn good game, but I think we're gonna come up with some kind of game plan, give our girls an opportunity, and go to battle. I mean, when you get to regionals, you got to have a little luck. Diana has a fantastic squad, super athletic, so we're going to go down there. We're going to be happy to be down there competing, and we're going to see what we can do.
What did it take for you guys to be able to get it out here tonight?
We needed everyone on. We needed our freshmen, our sophomores. They haven't been here much, but they showed up for us, and that's what we needed. Like I said, the freshmen and sophomores haven't been here yet, so this was all new for them. We had to help them out a lot, but they were there to support us also.
What stands out to you about them when you think about New Bremen volleyball in general?
They're great great coach. They know what they're doing. They're experienced. They have a lot of weapons, but we'll go do what we can.
Words of Rushi, 6'1 senior Ronnie Poling. She's an athlete. In a conversation with Bryant Billing of ScoresBroadcast.com and the Sydney Daily News. Ronnie Poling, one of four seniors for the Raiders. Carly Scott, Samantha Bell, Emma Daypour, and Ronnie are the four 12th graders. She gave a lot of credit to the youth on the Rushi team for helping the Raiders survive in that district championship victory over Fairlawn.
Yep.
We've got a regional semifinal upcoming in about 10 minutes. It's Rushi and New Bremen. We return after these messages on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Attention high school sports fans. Are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Ohio needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney, our family has you covered.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Jack and Chuck back at Northmont High School here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. A few Rushi Raiders highlights this year. The leading attacker at the net in kills. Ronnie Poling, 304. Carly Scott, 214. Poling is number one in blocks. In digs, it's Carly Scott and Courtney Flippo. Ball handling, Emma Daypour. And in the serve-receive department, Flippo is the team leader. Taking a look at the New Bremen Cardinals, Olivia Heitkamp, the 6-foot senior, has amassed in excess of 350 spikes for points on the year. She is outstanding. She's a one-man gang up front. Kara Steininger is one of the top servers, along with Mary Rindler. Ava Trentman is tops in blocks on the New Bremen club, along with Heitkamp. Elena Schrader is among the top three. Kara Steininger is number one in digs on the New Bremen club. Melina Schrader is the ace in ball handling, and in the serve-receive department, the top performer so far this year is Heitkamp for New Bremen, along with Steininger, who's right behind her, second. Those are the premier players who do most of the assist-making, setting, digging, and point scoring for these two clubs. In late August, Chuck, 3-0 win by New Bremen over Rushi. What's it going to take for Rushi to turn the tables? Probably a good start. Got to get out of the gate pretty well against the defending state champs.
Well, you know, last year in this game, they played Fort Loramie, a team that they had split with, and they just really didn't play well. And I'm sure they talked about this this week to come out here. I mean, they know they're playing an outstanding team. They got, you know, the two-time defending state champions. But, yeah, they got to get a good start. They've got to play with confidence, and, you know, that's the only way they're going to stay in the game.
Yeah, you're right. A year ago, Rushi didn't fare too well. Got off to a poor beginning in the match against Fort Loramie. And as you said, the two had split during the regular season in the Shelby County Athletic League. Fans filing in here at Northmont High School. Good crowd. New Bremen section probably 75% full. Rushi section better than half full. Sun setting to the west, and it's glistening off the court at the moment.
That's a tough sun field serving this way, I think.
Yes, it sure is. The sun is fighting through the windows atop the Thunderbolt basketball arena, shining on the floor at the moment. Probably in the next half hour or so, the sun will be gone from the hardwood, and there will be no issues.
Yeah.
We'll return with more. It's volleyball just around the corner, doubleheader tonight. Division 4 regional semis, New Bremen Rushi in match 1, Fort Loramie Jackson Center in match 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
Championship are Shenandoah, Berlin Island. They meet tonight in one match. Plain City Christian tangles with Waterford in the other match. The high school that survives that region in Pickerington plays this Northmont Regional Champ next Friday at 4 at Wright State University. 14, Mary Rindler. As we look at the rest of the D4 state tournament field, there are regions, of course, in Northwest Ohio at Elida and in Northeast Ohio at Strongsville. The foursome in Northwest Ohio, Ayersville of Ayersville against Tiffin Calvert. Calvert the favorite in that match tonight. Sycamore Mohawk against Convoy Crestview in that other Elida regional semifinal. Tiffin Calvert, Convoy Crestview are the two favored clubs in those matches this evening. The winner of that regional will play the Strongsville regional champ. Columbia Station is taking on New Washington Buckeye Central. That's the region favorite up in Strongsville. The other match, McDonald against Canton Central Catholic. And the winners of the Elida and Strongsville regions meet next Friday at Wright State at 6, following what we hope might very well be a Grouchy, New Bremen, Fort Loramie, or Jackson Center winner,
right, yep,
in the other state semifinal.
Yeah, we can't lose because all these teams are special to us.
I was setting you up for that. Thank you. I tell you what, it's going to be a bit tricky here tonight in this match because both teams are wearing white shirts and black shorts, and I've never seen this in a volleyball match before.
Nope. It'd be more fun in basketball.
And the only difference, of course, is that Rushi's got a little bit of blue trim somewhere, Chuck, but not much. It looks like both clubs are in black shorts. Of course, Rushi's libero is wearing the blue. New Bremen's libero wearing the cardinal. Right now, New Bremen is in the foreground. Down below us, we are situated at what would be the east end of the Northmont basketball complex. We look on, Rushi serving to start the match. Serve received by New Bremen. It's a good one by Steininger. Good return on the play by Daypour of Rushi. New Bremen gets it back up and over. Long rally here to start the match between New Bremen and Ruchi. A little tip shot at the net by New Bremen is good.
That's a shame that a rally that long was won by one that stayed on the net for about 4 seconds and then dropped off.
Yeah, that was a dinker.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, point's a point.
Ruchi said it was a stinker. Here is New Bremen serving. Well done on the play by Dammeyer. It's Olivia Dammeyer on the serve. It's muffed on the Ruchi side of the floor. Not good ball control by the Raiders, who find themselves down 2-0 here at the outset. Olivia Dammeyer serving for, or I should say this is Amelia Dammeyer, serving for New Bremen. Serve received by Ruchi. Here's New Bremen setting up a kill attempt by Heitkamp, far left wing. It's good.
That was, boy, you talk about going cross court and putting it on the line. That was perfect.
Olivia at 6 feet will be tough to stop. Ruchi's got to find a way to keep her from getting her mitts on the ball. On a service run here at the outset is Amelia Dammeyer. She's a right side hitter for New Bremen normally. Here's a line drive serve down the right side of the floor. It's a good one. Raiders went sprawling for it. Couldn't get underneath it. It went off a hand to start.
Yes, the opposite of the start that Ruchi needed.
Exactly. New Bremen serving again. Fine serve receive on the play by Courtney Flippo of Ruchi. Three hits Raiders. New Bremen gets it back with three. Kill attempt at the net by Ruchi. Eventually, it's blocked, and a point scored by New Bremen. It was Heitkamp again.
Boy, what a block. I just went straight down.
So far, Ruchi unable to get it through Olivia. Here is Amelia Dammeyer serving. It goes to Ruchi's back line, and the Raiders fist it off the floor. Aaron Watkins gets a timeout. New Bremen jumping out to a 6-0 beginning over Ruchi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group, Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Yeah, how about that, Chuck? New Bremen proves it is human, and Olivia Dammeyer's serve is long. It's off the floor. Point Ruchi, 6-1. Raiders now serving. Here's a kill attempt. Hit the net by Rindler of New Bremen. Oh, what a block. Well done up front.
Ronnie Poling.
Woo! Ronnie Poling of Ruchi scores it.
Because that was a shot by Heitkamp, and she put it right back at her.
Yep. Ronnie Poling, one of four seniors for the Raiders, with a big-time swat. 6-2, New Bremen in the lead. Ruchi's Daypour serving, and New Bremen gets it back. We got a real scrum for it above the net, and point to Ruchi. Raiders survive.
That block was Muhlenkamp, and she blocked it right off a New Bremen player and knocked it out of bounds.
Nicely done on the front line by Emma Muhlenkamp, 6 foot junior for Ruchi. Here's the serve received by New Bremen, and New Bremen floats it over the net, short right side. Ruchi can't get to it. Point Cardinals. 7-3, a six-point run by New Bremen to start. Three in a row by Ruchi. New Bremen comes back with a point. Kira Steininger serving. Ruchi tries to pass it toward the front line, and it sprayed short of the net. No good. Point New Bremen again. 8-3 Cardinals. Steininger serving. Sends it to the back line in the corner of the floor. Did it strike the hardwood in? No, I think it's a little bit lengthy. A missed serve by New Bremen. Point Ruchi, 8-4. In just a moment, we'll highlight our Francis Schulze key components and important building blocks to this match here tonight. Serve by Rushi, hit the net cord. It's no good. Point New Bremen. Rally scoring. You earn points, of course, when you serve and when you don't serve.
That's when it made it a much better sport.
Yep, indeed. Good serve by New Bremen. Rushi gets it back up and over. New Bremen with a kill attempt at the net. Yes, it goes beyond the Raider inside the left side of the floor boundary. It's called good, and it's 10-4.
That was Mary Rindler, and boy, that was a shot.
Nicely done by Mary. Serving is Melina Schrader of New Bremen. Excellent player. Gets it up and over. Gotten back by Mullenkamp of the Raiders. And we've got hands in the net. Somebody broke the plane. Error up front by New Bremen.
Yeah, I think it was going to be three hits anyway because it didn't go over the net. It came back to them again for the next hit.
I'd agree with you. 10-5 in favor of New Bremen. Serving Rushi, serve receive Cardinals, set up for Heitkamp, and she wallops it. It's good.
She almost knocked it into the trash can at the end of the floor.
That wasn't a garbage shot, though.
No, that was a shot.
Beautiful.
No garbage involved.
Beautifully done. 11-5, New Bremen in the lead with six. Here is Olivia Heitkamp getting the nod to serve. Gotten back on the play by Carly Scott of Rushi. Now New Bremen floats one around the antenna, but it hooks off the floor. It missed the stripe. Out of play. 11-6. Well, since it was 6-0 New Bremen, Rushi's held its own, outscoring New Bremen 6-5. Raiders serving. Gotten back in the play, but Trentman of New Bremen. Ball sent to the front line. Good rally underway. Here is Rushi falling short of the net on a little tip shot. No good. Point Cardinals.
I won't mention a number, but that shot by Heitkamp, the receiver on the other side for Rushi, had her head turned, and it happened to hit her in the hands. She didn't want any part of that.
Here is Dwenger serving for New Bremen. Wears 10 on her back. Sends it to the back line. Mullenkamp up front to Daypour. To Poling, up and over. Here's New Bremen with a set. Far left wing. Shot is well done. It hit an empty space on Rushi's side of the floor.
Amelia Dammeyer.
Amelia Dammeyer notches it to make it 13-6 in favor of New Bremen. Serving once again, Dwenger for New Bremen. Here's a shot by Rushi as the Raiders aim for the near corner of the floor, back line. Little too much mustard on it. Right idea from Carly Scott, but it didn't hit the boundary. Point to the Cardinals, who lead it 14-6. And here's a mistake by Rushi on the serve receive, and it goes to 15-6. Another timeout for Raiders head coach Aaron Watkins. 15-6 New Bremen, set number one here at Northmont. First of two regional semis on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
As we return, Sarah Dwenger for New Bremen misfires on a serve. 15-7 Cardinals. Emma Daypour serving for Rushi. New Bremen 1-2-3 hits. The third up on the front line is a good one. Point to Olivia Dammeyer.
Yep.
Shot at the feet of a Raider.
She just tipped it over. She just found an open spot and tipped it over.
Yep, sure did. Serving now is Baker for New Bremen, and the score is extended, or I should say the shot is off the mark. She missed the serve. It careened to the right and was out of play by 6 inches. Ruchi gets the point, and it's 16-8. Later serving, New Bremen with a hard hit at the net. Heitkamp crushed one. Good dig by Ruchi. Then it comes right back at the Raiders from the Cardinals. And Ruchi cannot scrape that one off the floor. Point New Bremen again, and it's 17-8.
That was Schrader, and I'll tell you what, again, just all they did was just move the direction of the ball, and great placement.
Sharp play by junior Melina Schrader. Here's a serve by New Bremen. It's sailing long toward the back line, and it is a service fault. No good. 17-9. Ruchi's serving, trying to get back into this match, trailing by 8. Good serve received by New Bremen. 3 hits by Ruchi. The third is blocked back by the Cardinals. Big time swing by Poling. Good block by Olivia Heitkamp of New Bremen. She earns the point, 18-9, in favor of New Bremen.
I'll tell you what, Heitkamp is as advertised.
Here's a good serve on the play by Kiera Steininger of New Bremen. Ruchi, 1, 2, 3 hits. Third by Mullenkamp. And here is a kill attempt down the right side of the floor by New Bremen. Is it in? Is it out? I think it's no good.
A little wide.
Yes. Off the floor. Shot attempted on the play by Trentman of New Bremen. 18-10. Ruchi gets the point. Raiders serving far side of the floor. Oh, it clips the top of the net. Crawls over. And then it sets up New Bremen. Ball laid to the right for a Cardinal, Mary Rindler. Boy, she struck that one cleanly.
Boy.
Open area down the right side. Point Cardinals, 19-10.
They do not hold back. I mean, they take a full swing at that ball, and it's coming across there at a great speed.
Serving is Schrader for New Bremen. Here is Flippo getting it back up to the front line to Poling, up and over for Ruchi. And then New Bremen tries to kill it back side of the floor. Did it clip the line? I think it did. Mechanics from the...
I think they call it a touch.
A touch, deflection.
Yep.
Fingertip on it, Marushi, point to New Bremen, 20-10. Good serve by the Cardinals, and not handled well on the serve received by the Raiders. The ball flies off the floor, 21-10 in favor of New Bremen. Serving once again, Schrader. She strides forward, windmills the arm. It is Poling, setting it near side for Mullenkamp, up and over. 1, 2, 3 hits by New Bremen. Kill attempt, Carly Scott for Ruchi. Gotten back by New Bremen, set on the front line for one of the hitters. It's good. Nailed hard on the play.
Mary Rindler.
Mary Rindler scores it. She's played well early on for New Bremen, which is 3 points from taking the first set.
Well, we talk about Heitkamp, and she's great, but I'll tell you what, Rindler's had a good first set.
That's a fine duo. Here's Ruchi. 3 hits. The third one has got some mustard on it, and New Bremen can't pick it off. It sprays off a Cardinal into the New Bremen bench. Point Ruchi, 22-11. New Bremen in the lead. Serving back line, Ruchi Raiders. That's Carly Scott. 1, 2, 3 hits by New Bremen. Ruchi tries to get it back. Block attempt, New Bremen at the net. And I think the Cardinals committed a net infraction. Point Ruchi, 22-12. Scott serving. Serve received, New Bremen. Set far left side. Oh, a great angle. Was that Heitkamp again, Chuck?
It was, and boy, what a shot. Went out, but it was touched.
Boy, she had some steam on that one. Sharp cross-court angle. The hit by Heitkamp. Serving for New Bremen is Heitkamp, and she strikes the net cord. Missing the serve, 23-13. New Bremen up 10. Ruchi needs a miraculous comeback here. Raiders serving. Serve, receive, Rindler of New Bremen. Ball set to the front line. It's Olivia Dammeyer who earns the point. Stellar play by her. 24-13. We'll keep it right here for a moment at the end of the set and alert you about a couple of fine Rushi sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Here's Dwenger serving for New Bremen. It's headed toward the back line, and it's a bit heavy. 24-14.
Well, if you find out any kind of a chink so far in New Bremen's game, their service, they've had probably four or five service errors.
Yep, inconsistent, a little sloppy. Something you got to clean up for those big matches. Right now, 10-point cushion, a few missed serves don't hurt you. Serve, receive, New Bremen. Ball set right in the middle. Kill attempt, yes. Cardinals speed a ball down the right side of the floor. Spiked home by Rindler. 25-14 New Bremen here in set number one. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components. Olivia Eichkamp needs to score often for New Bremen. Rushi somehow needs to avoid her and get off to a good start. Not a good beginning. Rushi wanted better than this. New Bremen streaks to a 25-14 opening set triumph. The final durability and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. We also welcome Francis Manufacturing in Rushi to our scoresbroadcast.com programming. Francis Manufacturing came on board early last spring. Located on East Main in Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive, it is priceless. The production standard at Francis is very high. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. The highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. We've got a minute before the next set starts. 1-0 New Bremen in the lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Oh, how about that Olivia Eichkamp for New Bremen in that first set? She was wielding a mighty strong right arm. Some wise play calls from Diana Kramer, head coach of New Bremen. Good performance by Olivia Eichkamp. Those were the wise bridge plays of that first quarter delivered by Olivia of New Bremen. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Well, here we go. The start of set number two, Chuck. New Bremen Cardinals lead it. 1-0. New Bremen, a fast start in our second set of the evening. Two quick points. Rushi notches one. Service mistake by the Cardinals. 2-1 in favor of New Bremen. Here at the outset of set number two. Yep, New Bremen ripped off six to start the opening set. Rushi was in a hole very quickly. And Rushi did get back within four at one point, 8-4, and the New Bremen streaked. Wound up winning by 10. New Bremen's biggest margin in set number one was 22-10. My mistake, they won by 11 at 25-14 in that opening set. Here we're tied at two apiece. Here's a New Bremen shot toward the back line of the floor. Flippo scurries after it for Rushi. Can't get to it. Point Cardinals.
Well, probably of the 14 points that Rushi scored in that first set, probably eight of them were service errors by New Bremen.
Yeah, miscues by the Cardinals led to several Rushi points, that's for sure. Serve received by Rushi. New Bremen with a little flip shot at the net. There was an open space in the middle of Rushi's floor. Raiders were geared for a big-time swat. It didn't happen.
Nope. Mary Rindler then found the open spot, just dinked it over.
Another one for Mary, 4-2, New Bremen in the lead. Cardinals serving to our left. It's Kiara Steininger. Airmails one to the back line. It's Mullenkamp up front to Carly Scott. Up and over. Good hit by New Bremen's Olivia Dammeyer. She sends one airborne to Rushi's side. Ball to the back line. Good save on the play there by Day 4 of Rushi. Rushi strikes it toward the back of the floor. It missed the line. A little lengthy, no good. Point Cardinals, 5-2. New Bremen up 1-0. Serving for New Bremen, Kiara Steininger. Serve receive Raiders, set up for Mullenkamp. Cross court angle shot. Yes, for Rushi.
Yeah, see, that was pretty.
Well done on the play. I gave credit to Mullenkamp.
It was.
The 6-foot junior.
Yep.
5-3. New Bremen leads by two. Interestingly, here tonight, both teams wearing white shirts, black shorts. A hint of blue here or there across the chest for Rushi. Of course, some cardinal and gold for New Bremen, but a lot of black and white being worn by both teams.
Yeah, it's lucky it's volleyball where they're separated by a net.
Right. Thanks for helping me, Chuck. 6-3, New Bremen in the lead. Serving is Melina Schrader. Ball sent by Ronnie Poling up and over for Rushi. And there's a swipe shot at the net. It's a good one.
That's Rindler again. Boy, she is amazing where she puts it. She's not swinging hard, you know, but those points count every bit as much as Heitkamp's do.
Mary Rindler with a lot of length of that right arm made a sideways swing and got the point. And now here's a shot with some zip on it from New Bremen. It goes to Rushi's back line. Mishandled by the Raiders. 8-3 start for New Bremen. Here in set two, Cardinals ahead 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Hey, you know, every day banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. After the Rushi timeout, a point is tallied by New Bremen. which is on top 9-3. We got a good rally going here. And here's an attempt at the net on a shot by the Rushi Raiders. I think the ball went off the hand of a New Bremen player. Does Rushi get that point, Chuck, or is that New Bremen's?
It's Rushi.
Rushi did earn the point to make it 9-4.
It was a block, and the block went out.
There you go. Here's a serve by Rushi. Strong. No. Little long. 10-4.
Dan Holland stopped by to say hi on his way by and thanked us for being here.
Mr. Superintendent.
He is a superintendent, that's for sure.
Fort Loramie Redskins football team in action tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Regional quarterfinals in Division 7 on the gridiron. Fort Loramie entertains St. Henry. Kickoff at 7 on the air at 6:25 p.m. tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Point New Bremen. Cardinals go up 11-4. New Bremen led 11-5 after 16 points in the first set. Up 15 here. New Bremen serving. Here's Rushi with a shot. It is curving off the court of play. Ball was speared by a Raider along the front line. Looked like there was an attempt to drive it down this side of the court. Good effort by Emma Daypour, but it just missed the stripe. New Bremen in front now, 12-4. Going off the floor, Rushi to get it. Good play by Mullenkamp. Sent it to Poling, up and over. New Bremen, 1-2-3 hits. Here's a set. Shot good on the play by New Bremen. That was Amelia Dammeyer. It hit the wrist of a Raider.
Yeah, that was going out, but she got a break, and it hit a hand on the way through.
13-4, New Bremen serving Olivia Heitkamp. Ball dug off the court by Flippo of Rushi. Oh, here's the ball knocked over the net by the Raiders.
Wow.
And that more or less was as good as a set by Rushi for the kill attempt in the middle of the floor, a couple feet from the net for New Bremen. Who got that one, Chuck?
That was Heitkamp, and boy, that was a rocket.
Boy, she powered that one. 14.
I'm sorry, I'm wrong. That was Mary Rindler.
Credit where it's due.
Yep.
Mary Rindler might have the edge over Heitkamp for our star of the game.
She's having a nice match, that's for sure.
Or I should say star of the match. Point to Rushi. New Bremen cranks up a serve a little strong. 14-5 Cardinals. Here's New Bremen serve receive, and it's flipped into an open area on Rushi's side of the floor. Raiders tried to dig it off the hardwood, couldn't do it. Steininger spotting one nicely for New Bremen. It is 15-5 Cardinals in set two, already up one set to none on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Hey, don't forget, Barker Insurance has served the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. And Barker has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years now, Barker, one of the most valued agencies in the whole region, customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing outstanding companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. And during that Barker spot, we had a monumental rally.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, about 30 to 40 hits.
And just a miss hit at the end, just hit it too long.
Ball went back and forth, side to side, 2-3 hits by each club. Eventually, point went to New Bremen. And then Rushi retaliates with a point to make it 16-6. We're in set number two. New Bremen leads it 1-0. The winner comes back on Saturday at 2 to take on the team victorious in our second regional semifinal tonight between Fort Loramie and Jackson Center. Here's a cross-court hit attempt by New Bremen, blocked back by Rushi. Well done by the Raiders, who notched the point.
Now, Scott got the block, but they called it out.
Oh, tough break for Carly.
Yeah, it was a good block. It just was about an inch wide.
It was so close that at first the Rushi fans thought Carly was given the point, but no dice. Here's a serve by New Bremen, and once again New Bremen pumps that serve beyond the boundary into the floor. It's long.
Yeah, they've struggled there. That's a place where Coach Kramer can do some coaching points tomorrow.
Yep, for sure. 17-7, New Bremen in the lead. Set number two. New Bremen took the first set, 25-14. Here's a good serve by Rushi. Missed it by New Bremen. Saved, though, by the Raiders. Or I should say saved by the Cardinals. Sent to the front line, left wing, Heitkamp. Angles a cross-court kill, and it's well done. 18-7 in favor of New Bremen. Serving honors go to Amelia Dammeyer. She strides forward. Oh, got a break. The ball clipped the top of the net. Dug off the floor by Daypour of Rushi. Gotten back. Beautifully handled. Three hits by New Bremen. Here's a set. Left side of the floor, Rushi.
Wow.
And, oh, it's beautifully done by the Raiders. That's the shot of this match for Rushi. Carly Scott went cross-court.
Left-handed.
Woo!
Now, I don't know if she's left-handed. I don't think she is. I remember watching her playing basketball. But she went with her left hand to go cross-court that time.
She was near the antenna, just short of the net, then went cross-court, as Chuck noted, to the far back extreme corner and nestled it in. Rushi out of position during this rally, and New Bremen flops the ball 2 feet inside the back line for a point to go up 19-8. We'll highlight that Carly Scott shot in just a few minutes during a timeout break. That was a Wisebridge Wealth Management shot of this set for sure. Here's a block attempt by New Bremen at the net. Did the Cardinals break the plane? No, apparently not. Point New Bremen. Again, it's that Rindler, Amelia Dammeyer, Olivia Heitkamp combo, 20-8 in favor of New Bremen.
It's like trying to hit a ball through a picket fence.
Serving, Kara Steininger for New Bremen. Rushi sends it to the front line, and then there's an error, ball mishandled. New Bremen gets the point to go up 21-8. Already leading 1-0. Here's Kiara Steininger sending one down the left side of the floor. Carly Scott sends it up front to Poling. She knocks it up and over for Rushi. And a kill attempt at the net by New Bremen is a good one. Splash. That ball was pummeled down to the hardwood.
That was Rindler again. She's having a match.
Yep, once more Rindler. You steer it away from Heitkamp, and there's Mary Rindler for New Bremen to do the damage. 22-8 in favor of the Cardinals, who benefit from, I think, a fourth hit by Rushi. 23-8. Serving here for New Bremen is Steininger again. A couple Raiders go diving for it, and the ball is sprayed to the side of the floor. Rushi can't keep it on the hardwood. Point New Bremen, set point upcoming. 24-8 Cardinals, who lead it 1-0. Serving is Steininger once more. She's on a roll for New Bremen. Drops it at the feet of Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp up front to a teammate, and then a kill attempt is a dandy by Poling, as she sent that one to the back line inside the stripe but 2 feet. Well spotted by Ronnie to make it 24-9 in favor of New Bremen. Here's Flippo serving for Rushi. Dug off the floor by Amelia Dammeyer of New Bremen. And we've got a net infraction, I think, against the Cardinals. Yes. 24-10.
I think Rindler was outside the antenna when she made that shot. I think the ball went on the other side of the antenna.
Here's Flippo serving. Well done. It goes to Nebreman's back line, and the ball swerves off the fist of Trentman into the Nebreman crowd to the right. Another point for Rushi, three in a row. Might be too little, too late. 24-11, Nebreman. Serve, receive, Cardinals. Kill attempt up front. It's good. That ends set number two. 25-10 in favor of Nebreman after winning set one, 25-14. A big cross-court kill was made in that second set by Carly Scott of the Rushi Raiders. That was beautifully handled by her as she nestled that in the far back corner of the floor. Well done by Carly Scott. What a wise play call that was. And that was the Wisebridge play late in that second set. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Well, here we go. It's going to take a spectacular comeback by Rushi, which is down two sets to none to the defending state champion Nebreman Cardinals. Nebreman has had a stellar campaign, tied Coldwater and St. Henry with 8-1 marks atop the Midwest Athletic Conference standings. Three of the last six campaigns in D4 volleyball, Nebreman has won the state championship. In fact, each of the last 6 years, the state champion has gone through Nebreman. Cardinals have won it three times. Tiffin Calvert beat Nebreman a couple times. New Knoxville beat Nebreman, where they were paired up in the same district a few years ago. Nebreman looking for a fourth state title in 7 years, hopes of going back-to-back here in 22 and 23. A point by Nebreman to open up set number three.
Ava Trentman, we haven't mentioned her, but boy, that was a nice block.
Trentman with a point, Cardinals lead. Here is Rushi serving, Nebreman serve receive. Ball going back and forth. Mullenkamp, a good hit for the Raiders. Ball set, far wing for Heitkamp for Nebreman. No, she missed one.
A little bit wide.
Rushi couldn't get to it. Not a good opportunity for the Raiders to track that one down. The shot was off the floor by Heitkamp. Flippo serving for Rushi. Bad serve received by Nebreman. Saved off the floor, though. Good play by Melina Schrader for New Bremen. She salvages that rally, and New Bremen winds up getting the point miss hit by the Raiders.
Yeah, they had four hits on the other side.
2-1, New Bremen leads. Set number three, two sets to none, Cardinals. Kiara Steininger serving for New Bremen. Line drives it over. Flippo with a dig, set on the front line for Mullenkamp. New Bremen blocks it, and it's good. Heitkamp again.
Yep.
3-1 Cardinals. Olivia Heitkamp, Mary Rindler going back and forth. 1 point after another for the home team. Port Loramie designated home team in match number two. The winner of this match will be designated as the home squad on Saturday. Good shot by New Bremen at the feet of a Raider far side of the floor.
Kira Steininger, first time we've mentioned her tonight.
Nicely done by Steininger. She is serving. Ball dug nicely off the floor by Carly Scott. Ball set to the front line, up and over. It drops at the foot of the right side hitter for New Bremen, Point Raiders, and it's 4-2. As I mentioned, both teams wearing white shirts, black shorts. Of course, New Bremen's got some gold and cardinal trim here and there. It's around the numerals. Blue and gold around the numbers for Rushi. But both teams fashioning a lot of white and black, white tops, black shorts. Thankfully, in this day and age, the teams stay on the same side of the floor for the duration.
Yep, they did that at the beginning of COVID, and they kept it at the same bench and the same side, and they've just stuck with it, which I think is fine.
I like it.
No other sport do you switch bench. Can you imagine in baseball you switch during every inning?
I appreciate it so much in volleyball. Makes it easier for we broadcasters.
It has really become just a fun spectator sport.
5-3, Rushi notches a point, cuts the New Bremen lead to two. Here's a back set for the Cardinals, and it's Heitkamp crawling one up and over. It hit the net, crept to the hardwood. Well done by New Bremen. That might have been Rindler, not Heitkamp, who earned it. Heitkamp serving, 6-3 lead New Bremen, which is up two sets to none. 1-2-3 hits on the New Bremen side. Kill attempt, cross-court shot, well done. I think it was number two, that's Dammeyer.
Yep, it's Amelia.
Amelia.
Yep.
Amelia Dammeyer wears two, Olivia wears three. Serving is Olivia Heitkamp. 7-3 lead in favor of New Bremen.
Amelia's ponytail is longer than Olivia.
Oh, by at least a half an inch. Great serve by Heitkamp of New Bremen. Boy, she smeared one at the back line. Rushi got a fist on it. That was the best the Raiders could do. 8-3 in favor of New Bremen. Heitkamp to serve again.
New Bremen, these girls are just having such big grins. I mean, when you've dominated somebody this much, it's fun to play.
8-3 lead New Bremen, set three. New Bremen won the first two sets. Line drive serve, Heitkamp. Miss hit by Rushi. Raiders couldn't set it for the front line. New Bremen scores again to go up 9-3 in the third set on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Hey, don't forget Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Goffney Furniture and Mattress on West Michigan has got a big blowout sale going on. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses. dining room sets, bedroom suites, and more. One bargain after another. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, GOFFENA, West Michigan in Sydney. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. 10-3 lead, New Bremen. Got a rally underway. New Bremen, a little tip shot at the net, up and over.
Is it 5 points in a row now for Heitkamp on her serve? It was a 6-3, if I'm not mistaken.
It is now 11-3. You're right, Chuck. In fact, it was 5-3 at one point. Six straight. The string is broken. Rushi just earned a point to make it 11-4, New Bremen. Can you view the numerals on the jerseys, far side of the floor for Rushi, Chuck?
Yeah, I can see them. They're obviously bigger in the back, but I can see them.
Good serve by Rushi, and New Bremen muffed it, didn't strike it cleanly. Ball went all the way to the back line. Rushi earns the point. No, my mistake.
No, it dropped on the Rushi side.
My mistake. The ball crawled over the net. Point awarded to New Bremen. Serving for the Cardinals is Dwenger. Sarah Dwenger, 12-4 lead, New Bremen. Three hits, Rushi. Mullenkamp to Poling. New Bremen gets it back up and over. Amelia Dammeyer to Olivia. And then the Rushi side of the floor, two hits by a player.
Yeah, she didn't get the set right. She got one hand in the other hand. That was a good call.
13-4, New Bremen. Dwenger serving. Line drive, middle of the floor. Dug out by Flippo. Sends it to Mullenkamp. She swings, drives one. Good play by Steininger, New Bremen. And we might have a miscue and error on the New Bremen side. Point Raiders, and it is 13-5.
I think she called traveling, or maybe that's a substitution.
Yep. That's the mechanic for a substitute.
That's the same as soccer, right? They use the same motion.
13-5 lead for New Bremen, up two sets to none, winning 25-14 and 25-10. Here's a shot at the net by New Bremen. The ball seemed to hang on the net court,
yep,
and then rolled on over.
Things I was lucky, but it worked.
Things breaking right for the Cardinals, who don't need a lot of luck tonight. They are playing exceptionally well. 14-5, New Bremen in the lead. Set number three. Serving for the Cardinals, April Baker. She airmails one up and over. Nice return to the front line by Flippo Rushi. 1, 2, 3 hits on the New Bremen side, and the last of which is right into the middle of the net, a little too low. Shot tried by Amelia Dammeyer. 14-6. Rushi down 8. Rushi trailed 6-0 beginning of set 1. Trailed 8-3 beginning of set 2. Here's a point for the Raiders to make it 14-7. Rushi serving. It's Scott. Line drive into the net. Point New Bremen, 15-7. Tell you what, there's no bigger momentum breaker than a service fault.
Yep. I think of all the sports, this might have the most momentum changes, I think.
Oh, yeah. Serving for New Bremen on the play, Amelia Dammeyer. And Rushi hits it a third, a fourth time on the Raiders' side. Point to New Bremen, which is in the lead, 16-7. Third set. New Bremen up two sets to none. Serving is Amelia Dammeyer. Amelia strikes it over. 1, 2, 3 hits on the Rushi side. Last by Poling. And then here's a drive, a ball powered to the back line by Olivia Heitkamp. She spiked it. Well done. 17-7, New Bremen.
The Rushi passing, and I'm not an expert, but it does not look real good tonight.
Inconsistent for sure for the Raiders, and so has New Bremen serving.
Shoo, that wasn't even close. They hit the bottom of the net.
Amelia Dammeyer just clouded one right into the netting, 17-8 in favor of New Bremen. Flippo serve for Rushi. One, two, three hits. Ball set far side of the floor for Heitkamp. Back line. Rushi gets it back. Ball driven to the front. New Bremen has to go off the court to save it. They do. Rushi knocks it wide. Point Cardinals 18-8. Serving for New Bremen, Kiara Steininger. She glides one to the far corner, and Rushi goes sweeping across the hardwood to try to scoop it. Can't. Point New Bremen. Excellent serve. 19-8. Keep in mind, our second match of the night won't start for about 40 minutes. So we will go offline for a short while between matches. We'll go offline for probably 10-12 minutes or so and return at about 10 after 7 for the start of our second semifinal match tonight between Fort Loramie and Jackson Center. 22-8 New Bremen. Timeout Rushi. Third set here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. In Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Hey, we've been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist. Other stylists, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years of styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. It's our experience, your style, and we will help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway. Come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
You keep reading spots, because while you're reading spots is when the best volleyball's been happening.
A big point by New Bremen right there. Who notched it for
good
the Cardinals?
Good rally. It was just a miss. It was a miss on the Rusi side. They hit it long.
21-8 in favor of New Bremen. 4 points short of taking the third set and the match. Striding forward and serving is Maya Hirschfeld. Good serve by her. Ball dug off the back line by Rushi. Airmail to the front. New Bremen tries to block it at the net. Can't do it. Point Raiders. 21-9.
Shot by Poling that time. She did a good job to get that to a spot where they couldn't get to it.
Four seniors for the Rushi Raiders. Carly Scott, Samantha Bell, Ronnie Poling. And well, I thought there were four. Yeah, Scott, Bell, Poling, and Emma Daypour. Ronnie Poling gave so much credit in a short pregame audio clip to the underclassmen for performing really well and helping Rushi get through that district championship match against Fairlawn. Ronnie Poling, Carly Scott, Samantha Bell, Emma Daypour, the four Rushi seniors. They will be missed next year for sure. 21-10 in favor of New Bremen. Here's a serve by the Raiders. It is no good. Little too much power behind it. 22-10 in favor of New Bremen. Service honors going to Melina Schrader, Jr. Outstanding player for the home team here tonight. Here's a serve received by Rushi, and it's a pop-up falling short of the net near the antenna. 23-10 in favor of New Bremen. New Bremen won the first two sets. Serving down the right side of the floor, Schrader. It is missed. It's wide by about 6 inches. 23-11. New Bremen 2 points away from advancing to the regional finals on Saturday at 2 against the winner of our second match tonight, Fort Loramie and Jackson Center. Here's a block attempt at the net by Rushi as the Raiders tried to handle a swat by Rindler. Couldn't do it. Point Rindler, 24-11 in favor of New Bremen.
Boy, Rindler's just an athlete. Is he a basketball player, do you know?
Well, I hope so.
Me too.
For the Cardinals' sake, we'd love to watch her play that game. Served by Olivia Heitkamp. Gotten back by Rushi, but it's wide. It sails off the floor. New Bremen Cardinals victorious. 25-11 in set three after winning 25-14 and 25-10. We'll return with our stars of this game, then we'll close it out. We'll go offline for at least 10 minutes or so before returning for our second semifinal match at about 7:10 or shortly thereafter, Fort Loramie and Jackson Center. New Bremen in three over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
And we welcome you back here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck. Well, as New Bremen did in August, Cardinals win again over Rushi, 3-0 here in a regional semifinal. It just concluded. Final scores, 25-14, 25-10, and I think 25-10 again, if I'm...
It was 10 or 11, but it was...
You're right.
It wasn't close.
I think it... 25-11, I believe, Chuck.
Yes. I think so, too.
25-11 in set three. I made a clerical error there. 25-14, 25-10, 25-11. New Bremen over Rushi. Raiders close out the campaign 16-11 on the season. A third-place tie in the Shelby County Athletic League with Anna. Four seniors, great contributions. Carly Scott, Samantha Bell, Ronnie Poling, and Emma Daypour. Aaron Watkins in his ninth year concludes the campaign 16-11 mark. Hard-hitting New Bremen, defending state champs, showed us why here in this semifinal.
They were impressive. The only place was their service that they could find a a negative the rest of their game was outstanding. Rushi really was never in any one of the three sets.
Stars of this game, who are they, Chuck?
Well, you look on the New Bremen side, and you got to go with Olivia Heitkamp. She was just outstanding. And then Mary Rindler, she was great, too, and you could probably throw in either one of the Dammeyers. But we're going to go with Heitkamp and Rindler, and on the Rushi side, we'll go with Carly Scott and go with Ronnie Poling.
Stars of this game brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
New Bremen defeats Rushi 3-0. Rushi is in the regional final on Saturday at 2 against the winner of our second regional semifinal here tonight between Fort Loramie and Jackson Center. We will go offline for about 10 minutes and then return between 7:10 and 7:15. Stay tuned. Fort Loramie and Jackson Center upcoming. I'm Jack Kramer for Chuck McBee. Again, reminding you, New Bremen has defeated Rushi 3-0 in the first D4 regional semifinal at Northmont here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center. Expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.